Okay, well, we'll see how good this is coming in here. It doesn't look too bad. I'll turn my volume up here so I can be heard. We'll see who's on here tonight. See if I got my hat up here, man. I'll wear my hat. I wasn't planning on even going live here, but I'll tell you, I kind of just want to talk about a few things here that I thought was really funny. And so we'll see what happens here, how many people pop on here. My wife's on here, and then I saw Jessica on here. Am I coming in? Can you hear me okay? We'll see. We'll see if anybody else shows up here. And that lighting right there looks kind of funny, but anyway, we'll see. What does that look like? Nope, that looks weird. All right, we'll keep that on. Gregory Pace is on there. And anyway, we'll see how this goes. Fabian, not to be confused with Fabio, is on there. Looks like there's 10 people on here. I'm at a crazy hotel in the middle of Missouri somewhere. Parts unknown. I will not disclose my location here. But just passing through Missouri here, and saw something, and I was like, you know what? I gotta say something about this. I just have to. So I'm trying to figure out what the best angle is here for this. But anyway, whatever. And there we go. That might not be too bad. No, I'm not in Area 51. I'm nowhere near there. But anyway, so I decided to sneak out here into my van and do a live broadcast while Carl's sleeping. So Carl, all the way over there in Europe, is sleeping. So I decided it'd be a good time to do a broadcast. So when he wakes up, he's gonna be like, "Oh, dude, you went live and dude." Dude, I didn't even know, dude. And I'm just gonna like, yeah, I did. Anyway, so, but I'm giving people a few minutes to get on here. And hey, my van's almost out of gas, and I gotta get some gas in this thing. But that's okay. I turned it on because of the lights. But. And now everybody's gonna say, look, he's got one eye darker than the other right there. Illuminati blood sacrifice exposed. But really, it's not. It's just the poor lighting where I'm at. Anyway. Oh man. Yeah, anyway. we'll give us a few minutes. Anybody else on here? I see 13 people on. But I had to come on and talk about this. And give my take on this what the United States Secretary of Education said. And you might be surprised at what I'm going to say here about that, because it's kind of funny, actually. From my standpoint, it's funny. It's not funny in the sense of, you know, how true it is, because actually there's a lot of truth to what the man said when he talked about this. So anyway, I hope you're all doing well out there. I haven't been on for a few weeks here, or a week and a half, however long it's been. A week and a half, I guess. Something like that. A week and a half. Whatever. Anyway, but hope you're all doing well out there. And I have been posting things online, on YouTube, a couple videos and everything else like that. So hopefully they're a blessing to you. Sermons that haven't been posted yet. I've got some more to post on there too. And I haven't determined this week whether I'll be back broadcasting on Monday or if I'll wait till Wednesday. I don't know yet. I'll decide that here this week, but or this weekend here. Anyway, but I won't be back in town until late Sunday sometime. So Lord willing, or Monday, whichever. But anyway, but I want to talk to you about what this Secretary of Education said. The Secretary of Education got on today, and said that teachers know better than parents because they're with their kids 8 hours a day. So in other words, there's two points I'm going to make to this. In other words, basically he's saying we own those children and we know more about those children, you know, so we, you know, we're with them all the time, right? Number one, saying that parents don't have any rights. Number two, what he's really saying is true. What he's saying is true. He's saying that we know your kids better than you do because we're with your children 8 hours a day as a teacher. Now, all the Republicans are mad about that. They're up in arms about that, right? Republicans and all the conservatives like parental rights, my parental rights, my parental rights. Well, the man's not lying, is he? Public school teachers are with these children 8 hours a day, meaning parents have handed their children over to government indoctrination centers called public education, handed their children over to them, right? And let those people influence their children 8 hours a day and indoctrinate them 8 hours a day. I would say he's right. You willingly take your children and give them to the state and let them teach them when you don't have to. So what do? They indoctrinate them and they claim rights over them. So in essence, they're claiming their rights over your children. Like, well, we spend more time with them than you do. And then I get a kick out of parents when they get upset, or teachers say, public school teachers will say this. Well, parents aren't doing enough. They expect us to do everything. Yeah, they do. Because they hand their children over to you to fulfill the role of a mother. Do you realize that every single thing that the government does like that to replace a mom costs hundreds of thousands of dollars, well, millions and billions nationally to do this, to replace what mother does. They tried to develop systems to replace a mom at home. For instance, they have daycare centers. Well, what do daycare centers do? They replace a mother. And by the way, YouTube has so strangled my reach completely. It's unbelievable how shadow banned I am. It's just unbelievable. They don't even cut my channel off. They just gave me, they pulled one of my videos the other day, but they are shadow banning me like crazy. Throttling everything and shadow banning it. People don't even know I'm on half the time. When I put a video on, like, they're just nothing there. It, like, right now I have 14 people on. It's just hilarious. Anyway, out of almost 16,000 subscribers or whatever, I have like 14 people, whatever. Anyway, it's a joke. But that's just what they do. So this will hopefully get on Rumble and it'll be better. But they are throttling it so much. So much. Okay, anyway. But you think about this. So they have daycare centers to replace mothers. What do they pay? I don't know, like $500 a week for a kid? Or more? Like $500 a week? Each child or more? That's a daycare center. Then they have public education in America, which is the absolute abomination. It's an abomination. It's worthless. Public education is worthless. It's worse than worthless. It's wicked. It's vile. Anyway, so they have the public education system to try to replace a mother. Doesn't work. They have after school programs to try to replace a mother. Doesn't work. Everything they try to do to replace a mother doesn't work. So you have all these systems in place, public education. You have this guy saying, well, hey, we spend more time with your kids than you do. Not my children, you don't. Thank God. I don't send my children to your indoctrination centers. I don't send them to your public indoctrination centers. So you can teach my children everything against God's word. So you can teach my children to hate God's word. So you can teach my children to believe they evolved from a monkey. So you can teach my children that God didn't uniquely make man in his own image after his own likeness and breathe into his nostrils the breath of life and man became a living soul. So they have no self-worth. So they don't believe in the sanctity of life. Right? Now you have politicians. You have our court, you have our Congress full of politicians, like that little bimbo Bobart. I don't even know how you say her name. She looks like a trashy bimbo. She's making fun of Fetterman the other day, that other worthless congressman from wherever he's from, that druggy, crazy, psycho congressman on drugs or whatever he is, wears a sweatshirt to Congress, that guy, to the Senate. Okay? So she's complaining about the way he's dressed, everything like that. She's getting a divorce. She served her husband with divorce papers. She's like, and I want privacy for my three children, and don't talk about my divorce. I don't want to publicly talk about my divorce because of my three children. Well, you abandon your three children to go to Congress and save the world. So you fell for Satan's lie, and you went to Congress. You stopped being a lady and taking care of your family, if you ever did, and guiding the home, and you thought guiding the nation was what you were going to do. So that's what they do. So you have all these women running around trying to save the nation. And they can't even save their marriages. They can't even raise their children, yet they want to. Yet they want to lead a nation. Marjorie Taylor Greene, or whatever her name is, the other conservative chick, the other Jezebel. She's out there running around. Guess what? Same thing. Ended her marriage. Marriage isn't as important as being a congresswoman. right? Marriage isn't as important as saving the world and being some tough conservative chick. Like that Bobart lady, the same thing. Right? It's got three children, but never mind the children, right? My career is more important than my marriage and my children. And we wonder why the Secretary of Defense, or the Secretary of Education says that teachers know more what's best for children than their own parents. And everybody's mad at the guy, and I'm like, well, you just prove him right. It's all you're doing is proving him right. Right? If you send your children their public education, that's exactly what you're telling them. You're telling them that, guess what? It's more important that I have a career and I go to work than I educate my own children. And by the way, I'm going to say something else too that might upset some people. Here's another thing. You know, all these pastors having these Christian schools out here, these Christian academies and these Christian schools. What is that? Another excuse for the woman to be out of the home and work in a career. That's exactly what it is. In America, you don't have any problem homeschooling your children. But you have these churches that started the Christian school movement. And that Christian school movement has done what? Tried to replace a mother. That's all it is. The Christian school movement, just, it's another replacement for mom. And how's it worked out? Everyone I've seen is belly up bankrupt or breaking the church or causing problems in the church. Why? Because it's the world system. Whatever happened to moms being keepers at home, that the word of God be not blasphemed? Taking care of their own children, educating their own children. You know, like what God called them to do, equipped them to do. But instead, all these people want to take on, all these, and Christians are the worst, they want to take on the world system and the world's way to do it, or the world light way to do it. There's no replacement for a mother. There's no replacement for a father. There's no replacement for God's design, God's way. Yet you have scores of pastors today that are running Christian schools everywhere. These churches are running Christian. Why? Well, because the women stay working. And they get double tithes and offerings in their churches. That's why. I didn't say there was anything wrong with women or with conservatives in Congress. I said there's something wrong with women in Congress. By the way, there's something wrong with women in leadership anywhere. Because it's not God's way. That's what's wrong with it. It's not God's way. It's not God's plan. It's not God's design. It's very clear that God said children are their oppressors and women shall rule over them. That's why it's not God's design. I don't care how practical it is. Every single one of these conservative chicks that I've ever seen, every single one of these Jezebels in Congress or in government ends up flopping their marriage out and ruining it and destroying it. Why? Because no guy wants to be married to some bossy, dominant woman. It don't work. You think that bossy, dominant Congress chick is going to go back and be submissive to her husband? No. He's gonna have to kowtow down to her, and he's going to have to listen to her, and he's gonna, otherwise, she's going to be done with him because she's the boss. After all, she's voted into Congress. Right? I can't believe Christians don't even understand that simple concept. It's a simple concept. Absolutely simple biblically to understand. It's not hard at all. You know who makes it hard? People that don't want to listen and obey God. That's who make it hard. Feminists. Jezebels like to make it hard. Look at Sarah Palin. I could give you a list of... Look at Sarah Palin. What happened to her? Flopped marriage. Done. Out. Claimed to be Christian and everything else. Destroyed the marriage. Because men don't like... Real men don't like dominant women. Real men don't like women in leadership. Real men don't like it. They don't. They just don't like it. It doesn't end up working. You get an effeminate man that doesn't care, he'll go for it for a while. But real men don't like it. They won't hold up. They won't stick around for that. They won't, and every single one of them have proven that. Or the woman won't stick around with it because she doesn't want. She doesn't want. She doesn't want to obey a husband and to follow him. How can any woman in any one of those leadership positions obey her husband? She can't. And that's why it always goes wrong real quick. So you look at all these instances of them trying to replace a mother, a wife and a mother, and they can't do it. Because God's design works. God's way works. God blesses his way. And when people follow and obey God's way, they're blessed. When they don't, they suffer the consequences of it. So this man getting on there, this Secretary of Education getting on there and saying, well, teachers spend 8 hours a day with children. They know more what their children need than parents do. I'd say he's right. I'd say the man's right. Yeah, he's a liberal, and I disagree with him on most issues, but how can you argue with the facts of what he said? Kind of hard to, isn't it? Very hard. Because the man said what other people won't say. And you know what? If you don't want those people running if you don't want those people running your children, then don't let them educate them. Don't let them educate your children. Why would you? Why let them educate your children? Why let them indoctrinate your children? Why let them ruin and destroy your children's lives? Teaching them everything contrary to what God says. The best place for your children to be is with their mother, learning. In the home. That's the best place. Especially in this day and age today, when everything under the sun is happening in public education, and public indoctrination centers. Everything you can imagine. No one will care for your children like you will. No one will love them like you will. No one will teach them, train them and guide them. I've got a few sermons that I'm putting together now that I'm going to preach, Lord willing, when I get back on raising children. One of them is called, Are You Raising a Fool? It's called, Are You Raising a Fool? Good question. We'll go through the scriptures and see if you're raising a fool. Another one, another sermon I want to preach on is spare the rod, hate the child. It's all scripture. That's what the scriptures say. Teaching children restraint and teaching them that they can't go off and do whatever they want to do emotionally. They have to learn to control their own spirit and their own emotions. Obviously led by the Lord and the Holy Spirit, but you have to put guidelines down and teach them and train them and help them with that. They don't automatically come with that. You're supposed to teach them wisdom, knowledge, and discretion and understanding. So we'll go through some of those things. Those things aren't hardly preached about today. You know why? Because they're not popular. They're not popular. Not popular to do those things. I don't know what that men's group is, Danielle. I have no idea. I've never heard of it. It's not popular to teach children restraint, not let them raise themselves and follow their own heart and every other false Disney reprobate gospel teaching that's out there today. But anyway, I thought it was interesting though, the comment that man made. And I was like, you know what? I'm itching to do a video right now. But anyway, a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. That's what the Bible says. So that's what we've seen. We've seen that. And that's why you have to keep an eye on your children. You have to raise your children. You have to teach your children. You have to guide them and direct them. They don't come taught already, and they don't come already fitted for life. That's why it's called raising them. We have to raise them. Amen, Erica. It's been a blessing to watch you do that, to see that. The Lord's really blessed your family, and we're excited for what the Lord's doing in your family. For sure, that's exciting stuff. What a blessing. It's a blessing to see a lot of young families doing that now. And at Old Paths Baptist Church, all the families that have children homeschool their own family, homeschool their own children. All the mothers do. And that's a blessing. It's something that we teach, something that we try to encourage mothers to do and children to do and families to do, or our families to do, you know, to raise their own children and teach their own children, take the responsibility for their own children. All right. Well, who's all out there? There's like 21 people on here. I remember I've had like 100 people on here before, but then they started throttling my stuff back, like down, straight down. But anyway, that's okay. Whatever. Neither here nor there. Does anybody want to say hi though before I get out of here? I'm going to get back upstairs here. I'm outside in this. I know you're there, Hannah. But anybody else here? I bet that light's going dim there. Probably is a little bit. Whoa. Hello from Michigan, Pamela McDonald. How long have you been listening, Pamela McDonald? Fabian. My mother is listening with Jessica. That's good. Okay. So that counts as one more. Anybody else out there in YouTube land tonight out here? 10:03 Central Time. Missouri time. For several years on and off now. Well, I must have made you mad. You quit listening for a while. Everybody else is going to be. We're having a great time, Erica. We are having a blast. Tomorrow we're going to go to the Amana Colonies. So that'll be fun. I'm going to visit Amish country. That'll be a blast. Anyway, anybody else want to say hi here before I get out of here? It's a men's group movement, but I notice a lot of their content is toxic, like they have a hatred towards women. Well, you know something, Danielle, I'll tell you, the reason why people are like that, men are like that, is because they get really turned off by women that are bossy and overpowering Jezebel type women, and they just get turned off by it. And unfortunately, a lot of those men get very bitter. They get very angry. And they're not very kind sometimes. And that's wrong. I wish they weren't like that. And I don't follow any of those groups, but it's sad. It really is. But that's the way they are, unfortunately. But let's see. Fabian, he went to bed. He's getting old, man. That guy's getting old. I saw Danielle on here. I saw Erica on here. I saw Jessica on there. I heard my mom's on there. Somebody else is on here. There's 20 some of you on here. But anyway, maybe they don't want to say anything. But a lot of you will get this tomorrow morning when you wake up. You'll look at it and be like, hey, he did a live video at 10 o'clock at night. Carl's going to be like, I can't believe you went live and I didn't know and I missed it. I was sleeping. I'm like, yeah, I did it on purpose. I did it when you were sleeping, Carl. I did it on purpose. Gregory Pace is still awake. How you doing, Gregory? Hope you're doing well. I don't do too many lives at 10 o'clock at night, but I thought I'd do one. I don't know. I read that comment. I was like, I have to. All the overseas people. Yeah, all the people in England and Europe are sleeping. By the way, did I mention that I'm glad I'm not on Europe time anymore? Praise the Lord. Oh. Ah. If I go back to Europe, I'm taking my wife with me. Anyway. All right. Well, God bless you all. And whoever gets this in the morning, you'll see it. And I'm sure I'll have a slew of comments to look at. But I thought I would just come on and talk about that real quick. And look, God's way works. God's principles work. When this world tries to do everything else, it'll never work. God's way works. They'll work 10 times as hard and have horrible results when you try to do things outside of God's way. You do it God's way, it'll work. It won't always be easy, but it will be simple to understand. And God will give you grace and strength to do. There's people that have told my wife, I don't know if I could homeschool my children. Well, God gave them to you. If God gave them to you, then you can do it. God gave them to you. And most of, another thing about it isn't just the education portion of it, it's actually mothering your own children. There's such a dearth in the land of mothering children now. Women don't mother, ladies and mothers, they're not mothering their children any longer. It's just horrible. They just let them go. Well, I will tell you this about raising teenagers in that sense. You better have raised them right when they were younger. Because you'll fix a lot of the battles younger than you will when they get older. But it's still possible to raise them for the Lord, even if they weren't raised right younger. But you're going to have a lot more to do. And it's a lot more difficult. But when you raise them right from being young, and they learn discipline, instruction, wisdom, guidance, love for their parents, reverence, respect for God, and then they get saved by the grace of God, that goes a long way to helping them in life. All right? Anyway, there's more that could be said about that, but not on a broadcast, not on a live video like this. Anyway, God bless you all. You take care and pray for our ministry. Pray the Lord would bless it and that he continue to meet our needs and take care of us. And if you'd like to support our ministry, number one, pray for us. We need prayer. Always. Satan's always attacking us. We've got our busiest preaching schedule coming up here in June, from June all the way until the end of the year, pretty much. It is just busy, 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 busy time. Pray for us. Number two, if you want to support our ministry, you can PayPal us at salvationpreacher@gmail.com. Or you can do Venmo, Apple Pay, Cash App, mail it in. You can find our information on sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley. Or you can find our information on oldpastbaptistchurch.org. Okay? Any of those things. Any of those places. And if you never give us a dime, pray for us. That's what we need more than ever. Because God will use your prayers to meet our needs. He'll touch somebody else's heart. So above all things, pray for us. And pray for the word of the Lord to have free course and liberty to preach the word of God. All right? With boldness. And we love you. We're praying for you all out there. And God bless you all.